same judges reversed themselves completely, found homeschooling to be appropriate under or legal under the private school exemption, and went further to say that the school district didn't have any authority, nor did the State Department of Education, over these homeschools because they're private schools. They couldn't regulate them other than what was in the statute, which is the requirements as it applies to the affidavit filing once a year. That was amazing, too. And you know, if you don't like this, you have to go to the legislature.
Right.
That was 2008. 2008. So from 2008, we've got a court opinion in California that says homeschooling is legal via the private school exemption.
Welcome to the Frontline with FPM, where we talk about California politics, homeschool freedom, parental rights, and the family. I'm your host, Nathan Pierce, and thanks for joining us today. Let's jump right in and see what's going on here on the Frontline.
Now, and were people happy with that on the other side? No, they weren't. They weren't, but there wasn't anything they could do about it, really. So what happened in 2018, though, that put us in a tailspin? What was that, Nathan?
That was the legislature was responding to another case where there was another abuse case that wasn't really a homeschool case either, but it came to light, and there was a number of legislators that wanted to address that abuse case, but in the context of homeschooling, because the family had said they were homeschooling. And that led to, we had two legislators, we had about five legislators that said they were going to introduce legislation. We ended up with two, Ms. Hagman and Mr. Medina both introduced bills dealing with homeschooling, and Eggman's bill ended up getting pulled by Ms. Eggman herself because we had so many phone calls go in. But that bill actually would have created a commission to write legislation on homeschooling with new curriculum standards, teacher certification requirements, health and safety inspections, all sorts of things. And that bill was pulled by Ms. Eggman herself when they realized that, ultimately they had a whole bunch of phone calls come in from homeschool families, and it overwhelmed their office and their phone system. And they couldn't function. They kept asking us to make the phone calls stop. And
well, you withdraw your bill, and she did.
That's right, and she did.
You know what's interesting, Nathan? These legislators, they want to be legislators. They want to pass laws, etc. But they don't want to be bothered by their constituents. You see this? You know, they want to sit up there, and they want to file these bills, and everybody say, "Oh, that's so good. That's so great. You're so good. We support you." That's what they want. And so they don't like opposition if it gets really hot. Like, they're getting how many? They get 400 or 500 emails and phone calls a day. They can either cave in, which she did, or they can just dig in.
Yeah.
The other guy dug in, didn't he?
Yes. Yes, Medina. He did. Mr. Medina, he really wanted to show that he was going to do something. And, his bill originally had inspections by the fire department for homeschool families in their homes. And he amended the bill a couple of times, and ultimately it was in a hearing. So we were in a hearing, and that hearing, a bunch of people showed up, homeschool families from all over California.
3,000 showed up.
Yeah, 3,000. And
1,800 testified, and you testified.
Right. Yep. That was definitely a day it's remembered by people that have been around for a while at the Capitol, because they crowded the Capitol pretty good on the inside. And I really enjoyed that myself. It was nice seeing some friends inside for once.
I bet you did. You know, Medina's bill was interesting. As you recall, the first part of the bill was he was going to have the county fire inspector, county fire what do you call the chief fire, the county
fire chief? Yeah.
Fire chief. The county fire chief was going to come in once a year and inspect the home. Remember that?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. True that. To make sure the kids were safe. Yeah.
Make sure the kids were safe. Now, what does the fire chief have to do with safety of kids? He didn't think through it. It wasn't good. It wasn't solid. And so through that part, you recall that? But the second part, Nathan, he wanted us to provide additional information on the affidavit, and he wanted that affidavit, that information, to be available to the public.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So that actually was the bill that went before the education committee, that 1,300 homeschoolers testified and 3,000 homeschoolers showed up. And that hearing went 3 hours long. Those 1,300, they just basically say, I oppose the bill. I oppose the bill. But you gave testimony, correct?
Yes, yes. I got about, I think, 2 minutes, if I recall. Yep.
Was there any support for it? Did anybody testify for it?
I believe there were two witnesses in support. Yes.
Medina was one, right?
Yes. And then there was a group that was trying to help Medina author the bill. There was not very many.
Yeah, they got kind of overpowered. So what happened at the end? So they have to call for a vote to refer it out of committee to the full, was it full house or full?
To the full assembly. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How did that go?
I love the end of that story. I can still remember sitting in there and when that bill came back up, he brought up the bill number to see what the action would be on it. And the chairman did, and nobody would make a motion to even take the vote on the bill. Nobody would, you know, you have to have somebody to say, I move the bill or I motion that we vote on this bill. But nobody in the whole committee wanted to touch that thing with a 19-foot pole. Yeah, it was crazy. And so I remember the chairman saying, you know, the bill fails for lack of a motion.
So somebody had to make a motion and then they'd have to vote. They couldn't even get a motion.
Right. Yeah.
And the committee chair wouldn't even offer a motion because he could do it, of course.
Yes. Yes, he could.
That is, you know what? That's miraculous. That's what I mean. This homeschool movement is supported by God. There's no
it
doubt.
It really is.
I mean, you see it over and over, right?
Yes. Yes. And yeah. It's pretty incredible. Yeah. Yeah. There's no end to God's faithfulness when it comes to supporting his people doing what he wants them to do. And I guess, you know, he sees this and this movement and he's decided to bless it.
I think that's exactly right. And why wouldn't he? Parents taking responsibility to teach their children the right things rather than having them being taught the wrong things and indoctrinated in things that are unbiblical. And actually they don't even make sense.
Right.
What kids are taught today, never mind that they're anti-God, they're anti-Bible, they don't make sense. Right?
Right.
I
That's
mean,
right.
Girls in boys' bathrooms?
That's right, yeah.
Boys
so it's
girls' sports? Who could even in their right mind think that works out well?
Yeah, it's so much confusion and so much just outright ridiculousness.
Yeah. So that's what parents are doing, Nathan. They're teaching their children the right things, especially there's a lot of parents that are motivated by their faith and they want to teach their children their faith. And then they're just, you know, they're more and more homeschoolers that are more just concerned about the academics of their kids and the social ability, you know, social stuff that goes on with their children. I want to protect them basically from this stuff that's going on. So I think homeschooling, do you see homeschooling growing in California?
Yes, yes. It comes a little bit in waves, but it is definitely growing. And because people are concerned about their kids. And they don't want them, you know, learning the ridiculous things that are being taught. And so they bring them home. And hopefully the freedom will stay for them to be able to do that for the next, you know, for generations to come. I am grateful for my family being able to do that. So,
How long
hopefully
have you been
my kids will be able to.
How long have you been homeschooling, Nathan? A long time, right?
Yes, we graduated our oldest, yeah. And we've got a few more to go, but we started homeschooling in about, I guess, when our first was born, so back in 2006. But I was also homeschooled myself starting back in the 80s.
How about your wife?
And my wife was also homeschooled starting back in the 80s. Yep. So, yeah, we're grateful for the freedom that we have.
As you were growing up, Nathan, in the 80s, were you at all aware of all the legal stuff that was going on and, you know, the threats to homeschooling? Were you aware of that as a child?
Well, yeah, somewhat, to an extent, because when I was little, we got training to what to do when a social worker came to our door.
There you go.
You know, go and hide under the bed or climb out the back window, that sort of thing. that was just part of being homeschooled in the 80s.
Yeah.
And then later on, after Family Protection Ministries was started and Roy Hansen had his newsletter going out, my mom was his editor. And so As I was growing up, we would, as part of school, often we would write letters to our legislators, but also sometimes do editing for Roy Hansen's newsletter for Family Protection Ministries. So that was part of our grammar studies, was editing the FPM newsletter.
You got a good start with that. You know, FPM, you know this, of course, but I was doing, so I left California in 1987 to come out to work for Homeschool Legal Defense full time. But before that, I was actually monitoring the legislation and trying to actually address any of the legislative problems. I had a service. I was trying to monitor all of it, but you know how hard it is and how many bills. And here I was practicing law at the same time. So when I left, we were looking for someone to take over. And Roy Hansen was that person. Roy founded Family Protection Ministries to do that very thing. And so that would have been around 1986. So you folks have been around a while too.
Yeah. It's been a long time, but it has been amazing to see, like you said, God's hand, God's faithfulness in providing and keeping the work going, just like HSLDA.
Yes. Well, the partnership that exists between Family Protection Ministry, Christian Home Educators of California, and HSLDA is unlike any other. And I truly believe because of that partnership and God's overriding blessing, you have the freedom you have in California today to be able to homeschool your children relatively free of government interference and oversight.
Well, that's incredible. And it's amazing that it's been still through all the battles that we've had, we've been able to maintain that. And yeah, like you said, God's faithfulness and working together, we can truly see God's blessing in all of that.
And for your listeners, we're talking about preserving this freedom. This freedom will be preserved as long as we're faithful in teaching our kids and as long as we support the organizations I just mentioned. Join HSLDA, donate to Family Protection Ministry and to CHIA. And that three-part...
Yes, three-strand cord. Yeah.
Yes. So that's biblical. It really is.
Yes.
To have three. Could have two, could have one, but we got three. And so
that's right.
People will get involved in California and especially support the organizations in California. That would be you, Family Protection Ministries, and they do that through donations, correct?
That's right, yep.
So I would encourage people, this is absolutely critical that we have family protection, because the monitoring of the legislation, HSLDA can't monitor that legislation in California and do it. If we didn't have Family Protection Ministries, we would have to hire somebody. We would have to, because California is a full-time legislature, and the stupid stuff they come up with, I mean, as you know, and you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
So I just encourage people to support. They can go, I suppose they can go on. You have a website and all that. So
yes, yep, we do.
I have a book,
ahead.
Nathan, that I wrote.
That's right.
I have a book I wrote. If people want to know more, it's called The Battle for Homeschool Freedom in California. And they can get that by just going to hslda.org, and there's a place on there to go to the bookstore. It's in the bookstore. So I encourage people that want to know further or the more of the details that we talked about today, get that little book. It's about pages. You can read it in 2 hours, less.
It's a great book. I love it. Yeah, it has all kinds of amazing stories of God's providence.
There's some good stories in there.
it is good. So for this coming homeschool generation, the people that are starting out now, or maybe they've been in it for a little while, what kind of encouragement would you give to them if they want to see their kids grow up to serve the Lord and really to continue on having the freedom that we have?
Well, the reason that we homeschool is because we love our children and we want what's best for them. That's the foundation of what this is about. So if you come to the belief that the best thing you can do educationally and morally for your children is to homeschool them, God will bless you for that because you made the right decision. The majority of the people will not make that decision. Why? Because it's hard. It's hard to do. And so to do something really, really hard, you have to believe it's the right thing to do. That's the first decision you come to. It's right. And then to continue to do it when it really gets hard is to be encouraged by the success that goes before you. And there are huge and tremendous successes of how children do that are homeschooled. They're so much better off socially because they live around adults rather than peers, which bring them down. They're better off academically because they basically have they get a personalized education. I mean, in a classroom of 22 people or 25 or more. So academically, socially, morally, religiously, whatever's important to a parent, there is no doubt that this is the best way to raise your kids physically, mentally, emotionally, and psychologically. There's no doubt. So if they'll just hang in there, you got to do it. My wife passed away March 5th, and she spoke to many homeschool moms, and the encouragement she would give them is that when it gets hard, when it gets tough, go back to your foundation. Do you still believe that you made the right decision? And if you do, you don't stop. You keep doing it. And you know, the issue that we had early on was high school. A lot of parents were dropping out in the high school years. There's just no reason for doing that now. With all of the support that's out there in terms of curriculum, and it goes on and on and on. There's tremendous ability to get with other support, to get support groups that provide and help educate in the areas of calculus and biology, et cetera. So I've just encouraged parents to, when you get to the high school years, don't think you can't do it. You can. And the high school, my wife used to say, the high school years are more important than the early years. Now, whether she was right, I think she was right. I really do. She believed it. 100%.
Yeah. Well, that's really encouraging. I appreciate you sharing that. And we definitely miss Elizabeth, and I know she's with the Lord now. And I'm really grateful for just all of the hope and encouragement that she gave to my wife and I, and all to all of the families that she spoke to, all the moms especially, that she gave encouragement to over the years, because she really was that. She was a real good encourager.
She was an encouraging person. She was on her tombstone is "Onward, Christian Soldier." That was Elizabeth Smith. She was a Christian soldier. She was involved beyond homeschooling. She got involved with Moral Majority before she ever started homeschooling in California. That was a Jerry Falwell's movement to try to turn our nation around. She was the media director. She got involved in a lot of stuff in Los Angeles. She was interviewed, very controversial interviews, that she did. She probably wrote 100 op-ed letters, and I'll bet 99% of them were actually published. She was a tremendous writer. She was an activist for God. She was a Christian soldier. That's Elizabeth Smith.
And a woman of prayer, too. If I remember right, she was part of a prayer organization, right?
She was actually the chairman of the board for a long time of Breakthrough Intercessors Prayer Ministry. It's an international ministry of prayer for intercessory prayer. She was a prayer warrior herself. She prayed a lot. And she read her Bible. She was a spiritual giant. She taught women Bible study for years, 13 years, straight years in her church. Yeah, Elizabeth, there's no replacement for Elizabeth Smith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not exactly like she did it. You can't do it. It's not possible. Well, so anyway, we missed her, but you know what? She's in heaven, and she's sure better off than we are today. Here we are fighting the battle, right?
Yep, that's right.
We're here. That's what we're to do.
Well, so moms that are still homeschooling in the thick of it right now, with whether it's high schoolers, middle schoolers, elementary schoolers, maybe you've got kindergartners laying all crawling around your legs too at the same time. Maybe you've got them all, like my wife does. We can all learn a lot of great encouragement lessons from Elizabeth and from, like you said, Mike, all of the people that have gone before us to show the way that homeschooling, you can do it. You can do it.
You can definitely do it. And the thing about homeschooling, you don't want, and I remember Dr. Moore saying this, you don't want to bring school into your home. You don't want traditional school. What you want to do with your kids is the best you possibly can. Get them interested in something so that they're delighted. They actually want to learn. Some kids don't want to learn math, okay? Well, find something that they do like and let them really specialize in it. And two, you don't have to go all day long. I mean, homeschool moms have figured this out if they're homeschooling very long. You just don't have to spend 8 hours, 5 hours, even maybe four. I know Elizabeth did half a day. And then the kids were on their own to read and do whatever they wanted to do in the afternoon. And, they're all graduated from college. So, I mean, at least they were smart enough to get into college and get through it.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth gave them that.
That's incredible.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, your encouragement, and for all the work that you've done over the years for homeschooling. It's been really great to have you today, but it's been great to be able to work with you over the years as well.
Nathan, thank you, and I consider you a very, very good friend. I really appreciate your work that you're doing, and you're really good at it. God has you there for a reason. You're good at it. So thank you, my friend, my brother. Keep it up, okay?
All right.
Keep it up.
We will. All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of The Frontline with FPM. For more information about the topics we discuss here, check out Family Protection Ministries at fpmca.org and subscribe to our channel.